Let's start with a definition of sushi, Scott. It's not always, well, you're going to try to make me eat raw fish, right?
No, actually, sushi, the definition of sushi refers to the vinegared rice that you'll find in a lot of the sushi dishes. It does not actually mean raw fish, although when we think of sushi, we think of raw fish because that's the most common type.
Sure.
And there are different types of the raw fish that you'll find served in a sushi restaurant. You'll find the nigiri sushi, which is the little pad of rice with a piece of raw fish, usually, stuck on top of it. And you'll find the specialty rolls that have the rice on the inside or the outside and seaweed and kind of rolled up into nice, pretty little presentations. And sashimi, which is then just the raw fish, just a slice of raw fish and no rice. So sushi, sashimi, all sorts of different versions available to you.
What should you look for that'll tell you you're in a good sushi restaurant?
Well, first of all, you're going to look for the quality of the fish that's on display in the counter. And go over and take a look at the, even if you're not going to sit at the bar, go over and take a look at the display. You've got the little refrigerated case there that you can see, and look at the quality of the fish. There are some things I look for when I in a sushi restaurant to kind of see if the chef knows what he or she is doing, and that's with the nigiri sushi, that pad with the fish on top.
Yes.
You can pick that up with your fingers. You don't have to use the chopsticks or certainly not a fork, but pick it up with your fingers, and you turn it over to dip it into the soy sauce. And when you turn it over, you look for that piece of fish to stick to the rice. You don't want it to flop off.
That was going to be my first question.
You just dip it in there, and it should not be a huge piece that you're dealing with there. It should be something that you can just pop into your mouth with one bite. If it's two bite, the thing is just going to fall apart.
What are some good sushi restaurants that you recommend around town?
Well, you know, we have a lot of sushi has just exploded over the last 5-6 years, and we're even seeing a lot of it in non-Japanese restaurants. You'll see it offered in maybe Thai with sushi or Chinese with sushi. I even saw it at a steakhouse started offering sushi. And I used to just rail against this. I was a purist when it came to sushi. I wanted it just to be in a Japanese restaurant. And I lost that battle long ago. And I found that as long as the person cutting the fish, and it takes you have to know what you're doing because you can't just go up and slice a piece of fish. You have to know where and how to slice it, or else it's going to be all stringy. You want a nice buttery texture in your mouth. But we have some that are strictly sushi that I would recommend. Just recently reviewed one called Sushi House, which has been around for a long time, but they've just moved to a new space. Beautiful restaurant. The chef really knows what he's doing, the chef owner. And it's just a really wonderful experience. So Sushi House is a good one. Dragonfly is another modern one down on International Drive that I like. And Nagoya, right around the corner from there as well. Sushi Pop in Oviedo that we've talked about before. And Sakari Sushi in Winter Park Village, which used to be Seito Sushi. Same owner, but a different name.
Thank you very much, Scott.
Thank you.